It is surprisingly chilly upstairs in my home office. I'm a little shocked, actually. I was thinking that we were supposed to be warming up a little bit, but apparently not, because I think I need to go find some little short socks to put on. It's that cold. And I've been really having a lot of good luck with finding some great stuff online. Not the least of which is I just found a site for mind mapping that uses a Flash-based app in the browser for creating a mind map. If you haven't seen a mind map, if you're not familiar with this, it's just a way of organizing information in this really graphical perspective, and it's fantastic. It's I live by mind mapping things. And the website is Bubbleus, which is a little unusual. It's hard to find unless it's spelled out for you. Bubbl.us, Bubbleus. And it's just fantastic. It's not perfect yet, and I'm really anxious actually to shoot an email off to these guys to give them some sort of comments, some feedback on a couple of things they could do to that would make it even so much better. I'm dying for them to add some way of attaching, say, photos, video, just general images, documents, links. So much potential here. There's a lot of mind mapping software packages out there. I don't like any of them. I've never found one that I really enjoy. They always seem a little Windows heavy, and what I mean by that is the design of it seems very. It's like opening up a spreadsheet in Excel, which most of the people that are really into doing something like a mind map are wanting something a little bit more visually interesting. That's why you do a mind map, is because it's easy to see data. And this is just beautiful. It's perfect. It's exactly what I've been looking for. If they could find ways to add, as I said, images, video, links, this sort of thing, I think it would be even more extraordinary. Little things like oh fellas, the your logo is fantastic as the website is. The logo is, shall we say, unfortunate. It's not very attractive. Sorry to bust your bubble. It's almost a little garish when you're trying to organize your own information. It makes it feel like you're doing it on like a Fisher Price kind of web page. But the actual interface is so incredibly awesome that I think if they just sharpen that up a little bit. And then my final thing, and this is going to be a bit tricky because I think this is done in Flash, if you could make if you could make some sort of app so that I could access all this via the iPhone, I mean, you'd be sold. I mean, I would be a disciple. I've been mapping out some goals and projects for the next few weeks and completely taken over by this. So check it out. It's Bubbleus web mapping web app. Or mind mapping web app. It's bubbl.us, and you're gonna love that. And also one of the other things, I think I talked about this in my last audio boo, is I've started using a plugin or an add-on, an extension for Google Chrome called Feedly, which you can find in the Google Chrome extension directory, which is amazing. Oh, it's so wonderful. It ties into my Google Reader, and it gives me almost a magazine-like layout to see all my Google Reader feeds, the RSS feeds I'm following. It has Twitter on here. It has suggestions. And what I really like about it is it makes it very easy to read through the RSS and share things via Twitter with almost a single click, which is because whenever I'm at home and I'm trying to share things that I'm catching on my news aggregate on Twitter, I'm having to take that, take it into TweetDeck, etc., and it's just a bit cumbersome. this makes it just a couple of quick couple of clicks away. Very, very happy with it. The suggestions are all right on too. It's fantastic. It's just a great summary. Fantastic summary. YouTube gallery, a Flickr gallery. And it looks like there's sort of, even from when I first discovered it the other day, it looks like it's advancing. It looks like it's evolving even from then. Some of my interesting stuff that I have going on in the RSS feed right now, neural computers on the horizon at New Scientist, starts off by saying, when the missing link of electronics was finally built in 2008, it was the vindication of a 30-year-old prediction. Now it would seem that the so-called memristor, there we go, combination memory resistor, transistor, whatever, can behave uncannily like the junctions between neurons in the brain. That's at New Scientist. What else here? Oh, they figured out that the mysterious speed record in the sun may explain mystery. I know that's weird. It's what this is about is we've had a very unusually mild, to put it mildly, solar minimum, very, very low sunspot activity for the past several years, and it's out of sync with what we understand about the sun. It hasn't made sense. One of the things they've found here, this is at space.com, is a new study reporting that the top of the gigantic conveyor belt of plasma moving inside the sun has been running at record high speeds for the past 5 years. The phenomenon might be the reason, it says, why the sun has continued to have so few sunspots recently, when it should be ramping up the production of these surface blotching storms. The sunspot activity on the surface of the sun seems to relate very closely to weather patterns on Earth. The last time we had very, very low sunspot activity that was recorded for a good length of time corresponds to what's called the Little Ice Age. It was like Elizabethan England, if you can imagine. It got very, very cold. It's called the Maunder Minimum. Maunder Minimum meaning that particular solar minimum was sort of stood out in history as being particularly low, and it seems to correspond with a major dip in Earth temperature. So interesting. So, and of course, now the next question becomes, what has caused this rapid speeding up of this conveyor belt of plasma inside the sun? There's a guy named Dmitriev, a Russian scientist named Dmitriev, who's been saying for a while that it might have something to do with the fact that there's extra energy being added into the solar system due to us moving through a slightly more energetically dense region of the galaxy. Because, of course, the solar system's moving. It's not just Earth that's moving around the sun. The sun is moving with the rotation of the galaxy. And it's, you know, we sort of assume that, you know, space is space. There's nothing in it, you know, until you hit a rock or hit a star or something like that. But in reality, there's a lot of stuff in space. And some areas have a higher, say, concentration of hydrogen, maybe ionized hydrogen or something like that. And if we're moving into an area, sort of a cloud, it could be introducing extra energy that could be explaining a lot of sort of unusual things we've been noticing in the solar system for the last several years, including a sort of a ramping up, if I remember correctly, of Jupiter's electromagnetic field. I think Neptune is glowing a little hotter than it should. So there's a few things like this, but so that's interesting. Could explain the strange activity on the sun. Anything else that's kind of cool here? I'm scrolling down. Singularity. Scientific American. Next Big Future. Yeah, I could keep going. But there's a lot of stuff here. Anyway, I think I'll end it for there. Again, try that mind mapping software, Bubbleus, BUBBLE.US, Bubbleus, and let me know what you think about it. Give me an email, isoban, ISOBAN, at gmail.com.